This is the National Public Broadcast of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim leader.
Imam W.D. Muhammad. Thank you. We greet you with Muslim greetings of Islam. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We always thank God. We begin by thanking God for our presence here, for our life, and our presence here on this day. And we trust our Lord, Creator, Allah, in the language of our religion, the Quran, Arabic language of the Quran. We trust Him to protect us against strain, making mistakes, are coming from our weaknesses. Trust that He will always protect us so we do not stray, do not make errors, to confuse or worse, make worse the life of those who are listening to us. We pray that He protects us so we will always come from our strength and not from our weakness. This is the day we celebrate, July 4th. I don't know how many Muslims take this day to be our day. In a very special way. But I do. And I do because I was taught as a little child, I can recall, before I was 8 years old, sitting in chairs like you were sitting in, listening to the ministry, preach for my father and preach for the nation of Islam. And I can recall my father also saying that Mr. Farah, that he said was his savior, and my mother said too to us he was her savior, and he said to the nation of Islam that it is that he, this man, was the savior for the black man, not just Muslims, but for all black people. As he taught. He said that that person called Mr. W.D. Farad, W.F. Muhammad, different names, came to America on July 4th, 1930. This is documented, you know. This is in the Senate materials, the very special Senate materials of the nation of Islam. He came on July 4th, 1930. I've heard my father speak on that. And what he said, I can give it to you in one sentence. He said he came there Independence Day, so that we will be one day independent. That's what he taught. And well, that's not the topic for today, but it is a big part of what I will be presenting to you today. The topic for today is a healthy patriotism. But this is also Patriotism Day. I don't know how many of you all know what patriotism is, or what a patriot is. Patriotism is from patriot. And patriotism is the support, loyalty, and support, and sacrifices that the patriot makes say something. Or his fatherland. No, I didn't say motherland. I said fatherland. Fatherland. Although, he also has a motherland. His motherland is the whole of the people and his land. That's his motherland. But his fatherland has even a deeper meaning. Now, bear patiently with me. I don't like to speak without notes. And I got them right here in my pocket. So let me pull them out. I never like to speak without notes. So I wanted to introduce Independence Day to you and patriotism to you. But I also want to share with you my experience as an observer of myself, my personal experience, as an observer of this day, as Independence Day for the American people, for the people of America. My experience is that this is a fun day. It's a fun day. When I think of this day, I think of families with their people, parents with their children going out when the weather is good and drinking lemonade, playing games, just having fun, having a good time. That's what I think of that. Eating roasted greens and roasted marshmallows and stuff like that, you know. That's what I think some of you are here. Yeah. Good to know you're here. And my friends, some of my real friends are here. I heard their voices. I heard their chuckles. Yes. So I do think of it as a fun day, and I think most American families and children and parents think of this day as a fun day. Fun day. And I guess maybe, I don't know if you do it, but I like to go see the fireworks. I never did like to make the fireworks myself, but I like to go see those who had to fireworks and watch them and watch their fireworks. And I go to the big fireworks, you know. I don't like the little fireworks. I like the big fireworks. Where they shoot them up in the air and they're soaking and all those beautiful colors just unfold. Come out. Once I saw one of the man, Muhammad Siddiqui, told me since we've been together, for the second day now we've been together, Imam Siddiqui was in action in Indiana. He was telling me that once he saw them light up the sky with the American flag, I did too. I saw it once. The American flag came out of the explosion and we saw the American flag up in the sky. Beautiful, beautiful, exciting fireworks. Like the beautiful rainbow, all the beautiful colors that come out of the work, the fireworks. So that's one way of looking at the 4th of July. And that fun picture, you know, having fun, you're having fun, you're having a good time. But we should not forget the real meaning of the 4th of July, and it's very serious. It's very serious. And a true patriot, this patriotism is formed upon that serious meaning, or formed out of the serious meaning of the 4th of July. 4th of July. Now numbers have meaning, especially in Scripture, in Revelation. I don't mean the book of Revelation. I mean Revelation. Quran, any book that God reveals. Bible, Quran, that God reveals. And those books, numbers have meaning. And it's given to us in the Quran, so we understand that numbers. It's plainly given to us in the Quran. Numbers have meaning, but it says, you know, God gives so much that created the whole world in 6 years of time. On 6 days, it is written the days, but remember, says the days, one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. So the day is not just a one day, 24-hour day. It says he created the world in 6 days, or some they translate 6 years, because they understand that this is not 24-hour days, and they don't like to say 6 days, because the English reader may think it means 6 days of our day, of our time, of our calculation. So they say 6 years of time in the translation. Yes. So these numbers have meaning. And God says his charity, his goodness, can be seen in the corn that grows for us in the garden. And the stalk may bear 7 ears of corn. Less or more, 7 ears of corn. And on each ear, a 1,000 grains, 1,000 kernels, little kernels of corn. Now, 100, I think it says 100 grains. That's okay, it ain't that big a deal. I'm thinking, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm taking a lot of seriousness out of these numbers. But in another place, God says, he is the one that gives without count. Now listen, now pay attention to that. He gives without counting. Although he said a parable of his goodness and charity is the corn that grows. And each ear has so many grains of corn, you know. But he says, and he gives without counting. Now that's the God I worship. That's my God. That's God out there. You ain't like some of you stranger people. Got to count everything you give somebody. Got to count it. A real generous person just reaches in his pocket and gets something to put in your hand. He may not even see what he did. You may not tell him what he did. Yeah, that's some people just that charitable, just that kind and generous. They reach in their pocket and whatever they get their hand on, they give it. And that's it. Muhammad the Prophet, he was tested with the wealth of the people, all of his people, his followers. And when they needed something, he didn't even go in the thing and get it himself. He told them, go to the treasure and get what you need. And they would go and get what they need. He didn't know how much they were going to get. So go to the treasure and get what you need. So one fella was walking back from the treasure, and he kept falling. It was so heavy, he kept falling. So the Father told him, leave some of that there. Take only what you would carry for a week. I subscribe to the South Town Daily, and I also get the Sunday South Town. And on the front page of Sunday South Town today is the meaning of patriotism. Headline, right on the front page, big, is the biggest, what you see first is the flag and patriotism. And it gives a definition of patriotism. And on patriotism, it says beyond the flag waving, parade. Well, I forgot to mention the parade there. Fourth of July Day parade too. Fireworks of Independence Day. Our public, the spirit, is defined by sacrifice, loyalty, service, and kindness. Also, heard in the Tribune, Chicago Tribune. There's something on this day also. And if we want to understand what this day means, we have to do some research. But most of us are not in touch with the true history and unfolding of the development of our perception or ideas around patriotism. You know? are to support patriotism. Most of us are not in touch with that. We just follow the habits, our traditions of our country, our people in our country. So for us, it's just a day to have fireworks, roast beans and marshmallows, and drink lemonade, follow with the sweet in it, you know. And that's about it for us. Thomas Jefferson is credited and remembered for giving us the language, liberty, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, if Mr. Ross, the teacher of my father who brought the plan for the Nation of Islam, left it with my father, if he said he came on this day, July 4th, 1930, I'm sure if he didn't see the people at that time responding to him and being curious to study what he was saying, you know, most people, they hear something and it's just heard, that's all. They don't give it any thought. That's in the Quran too, it's in our Holy Book and in the Bible. There's a many clear signs that God gives. They're all around, they're everywhere. So that most of the people go along heedless. Heedless means they pay no attention to it. Never reach their mind. So I imagine that those who were listening to Mr. W. Farah, or Mr. Farah Muhammad, wherever you want to call, were the same. They just heard the words, but didn't give those words any serious attention. I did. In the earliest days of my life, I gave everything, especially that came from my mother and father, to me. Serious attention. I can't recall a time when I didn't give it serious attention. I want to understand it. Little boy, but I wanted to understand it. I didn't just want to hear it, I wanted to understand it. And I wanted to understand it because I wanted to make it a part of my life. I want to take it in, as we said. I didn't just want to hear it. I want to take it into myself. I felt everything that they were giving me was needed in my life. So if I'm going to include it or incorporate it in my life, I want to understand it. And I want to feel that I know what I'm putting into my life. There ain't but a few souls born like that in the world. Both of us don't care. You know, we're not serious. We're not that serious about life. Yes. I'm sure Mr. Ross was thinking of our being deprived of liberty. When he came, we were discriminated in the South. We were treated like unwanted animal level people. That's how we were treated. I'm not talking about slavery. I'm talking about 1930. The law wasn't changed until 1960 or after. So we had no liberty guaranteed to us in this for our tank. So we saw people in a country that claimed to be a country of democracy for all, and freedom and liberty and justice for all. But But he saw that there were certain races that had been excluded from that, weren't even recognized as a human being on the level to qualify for that. You say, oh, but that was a fact. I'm not talking about in the time of the 13 colonies. I'm talking about 1930. In the time of the United States, the president was the president of all the states in the South and the North. And he couldn't be president unless he got the votes of the South and the North. But he tolerated the South, treating us like we were animal level people and not qualified for the rights of the majority of the citizens of the country. The president tolerated that. And by the way, it was a Republican president. I'm not saying anything to encourage you to vote for President Bush. I want you to know that. It's just a coincidence that President Bush is also a Republican. It was a Republican president, a general, a great soldier, a great person, a great man, Dwight D. Eisenhower, who came out as a soldier to defend our rights to be included as human beings on the level with everybody else. Yes, that's something we forget too. Something we forget. We shouldn't forget those things. And our leaders who know those things should make it a point to keep their constituency aware of these important things. I belong to neither party. I don't belong to the Black People's Jesus Christ party, you call the Democrats. I don't belong to that party, and I don't belong to the Southern party. I'm a free man in this country. And I support what I believe to be the verdict of my support. I don't care whether it's Republican or Democrat, a Democrat or Republican. I'm looking for the right person. You think about the party. The symbol of one is a donkey. A dumbass. I'm speaking from the dictionary now. I'm just saying, you know. I don't want to be misunderstood. I want to get the full meaning. I want to be sure you got the full meaning. I can speak your language too. And the other one, symbol, is an elephant. A big, massive creature. Huge, massive creature. Who knows is very unique. Can't find any living creature with a nose like that. He can give himself a shower with his nose. He can eat something as small as a little peanut, pick it up with his nose, put it in his mouth. And he can take that nose and tighten the muscle up in it, push down the wall of a building like a bulldozer. That nose is something. The only thing that I find that seems to warrant the attention and admiration like that nose is his equilibrium. All that massive weight, he can walk across something no more than 2 inches or inch wide if he's strong enough to hold it. He can get up on it and walk a little small edge. And not only can he walk it, he'll bounce himself on one foot, raise all that huge thousands of pounds of weight, raise it up and stand on one foot. Now I'm telling you, a sight like that makes you forget about Bruce Lee. Just wash out this man completely. And that's a symbol for the Republican Party. Big, massive creature. Now, I can't identify with you much. I don't have enough money to buy an elephant. And I don't want an elephant. Getting back to the 4th of July. 4th of July. Do you know the plan? KKK? Some of you remember. Don't think they won't patriarch. They're patriarch. Our citizen council? Patriarch. And these are the enemies of our rights. Well, the enemies of our coming in to our rights as citizens of this country. But they're patriots too. So, how your patriotism will form depends on your perception of the land itself. If you perceive the land as a land that was opened up for whites only, and your patriotism gonna look quite different from Thomas Jefferson and others who perceive this land as a land for all people and wrote this description of the beliefs and principles that they have put in writing, documents to live for as long as we live in this country. Language that was designed to accommodate not only Christians, but other people who will be coming to this land of freedom and opportunity. Wise men, with good hearts and foresight, planning this nation, planning the building of this political edifice of government, United States, so that one day it will not be an offense to any good person, any good and well-meaning person, that it will welcome the Buddhist, it will welcome the Muslim, it will welcome the Hindu, it will welcome the Jew, it will welcome the everybody that comes with good intention and well-meaning. And certainly, every nation, every tongue. Nothing in that language to exclude any that should be accepted. We hold these truths to be set evidence that all men, simply all one, are created equal and are endowed by their Creator, recognizing a Creator over all of us. Therefore, they are religious. They make it clear. They believe in God. And they did not take authority that belonged to God. So they say these rights are inseparable from the people. They can't be taken from the people. These rights are inalienable or unalienable. They cannot be taken from the people. The people cannot be alienated from those rights. Or taken from those rights, separated from those rights. By government or by any other power, because those rights have been given to them by virtue of their creation, their nature, by their Creator God. Yeah. So their language didn't exclude anybody. So the idea that the South imposed upon the whole public and made us suffer under it was really unconstitutional from the very beginning. It shouldn't have needed to amend or anything. The amending is done so that history will be continuous and not law. That's the only reason why it was necessary to make amendments. They said it did it to have law, yes. Well, the body, the Constitution itself is like an organism. It has to, you can't take away what's there, you add to it, it grows. Okay, so this is how it is now, and It grew from the beginning, from the idea that was given to us by the founding father. It started growing, and it grows according to our needs and according to what we would submit, allow or not allow. And we look back at it, this part is not acceptable anymore. But you don't cut it off, you just amend it.
More on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Call all right. Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 1-708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Jones, he's local distributor. And thanks for